Welcome back to our coverage here. We're in service in Carndonagh. We haven't made it to Mamore Gap. Conditions very, very difficult. Conditions, without doubt, are having a huge effect on this rally because there's been a change to the lead once again, but it seems to be that one of the big guns has fallen here on stage 5 in Mamore Gap. The man I speak about was the man that took the lead on stage 4. Keith Cronin and Micah Galvin, it seems that they're Donegal International Rally is done. As we said, very, very wet conditions. We understand that Keith slid the Ford Fiesta, had a spin, went off the road, got stuck, actually blocked the road maybe for a period of time, and there was a hold-up on Mamore Gap. But now both himself and his co-driver, Mikey Galvin, are both okay. But the first of the big casualties, the first of the big names is going to be Keith Cronin, bowing out of the Donegal International Rally. And that now means at the head of the field, Matt Edwards and Dave Moynihan have regained the lead. Their advantage is 8.1 seconds. Looking at the times, the very early times now that are coming through from Mamore Gap, Callum Devine and Noel Sullivan have had their fastest time of this rally. The defending champions in the Skoda, 6 minutes, 33 seconds, 0.6 in Mamore Gap. Matt Edwards, 6 minutes, 40.2. And that now means that the advantage of Edwards over Devine is out to 8.1. And there is no sign of Cronin on the timesheets. But we have been, lines of communication basically have been opened between here and down below Mamore Gap. And we have been told that Keith Cronin has slid off. And it seems to be that his rally is done. Callum McCourt's having a great run himself. And Brian Hoy are sitting in third position, 6 minutes 35.6. Marion Evans in the Toyota Yaris, 6 minutes 41.6. David Kelly has done 6 minutes 40.9. And Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, 6:48.5. So they are just some of the early times that are coming through from the second run over Mamore Gap. But there is no doubt that the headline this afternoon at this stage of the rally, after 5 stages, that Keith Cronin's Donegal International has come to an end. He hasn't been here since 2016, where he lost out in the last stage in Fannett, but it seems this time around his tilt at Donegal has come to an end in the second loop on day one. What we'll do is we'll get some more information as to what is happening after stage 5, and we'll be back to you with another update here in Highland shortly. But as we return to the studio in Letterkenny, Keith Cronin's gone, Matt Edwards now leads, but Callum Devine, the defending champion, is starting to find a bit of form. He trails Edwards by 8.1 seconds. It's still all to play for in the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally for 2024 in the rain and in a showing.